Good morning. Welcome to the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to the show. Good morning and welcome back to the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I can't believe it was back in January of this year that was one of my last shows that I've done. I haven't done any shows since January, and I do apologize. It's just, it's been really, really hectic so far with work. I work at school. I just got done for the summer, and it got to be harder and harder to record and to do anything else, which I enjoyed working at school, don't get me wrong, but it really took away from my podcast and stuff like that. So I'm happy to be off this summer to be able to record quite a few bit of podcasts so we can discuss and share and have guests and talk about writing and books and drink coffee. I'm drinking Donut Shop this morning. I hope you're having a great morning. Happy Wednesday. And I'm just so happy to be back with you guys. I look forward to doing more shows and just looking forward to starting on a good note this summer and having more podcasts for you guys. So it can be the daily and not occasionally. That's a little joke there. But I hope to make it more of the daily and do more shows and have guests and, like I said, talk about books and just share a lot with you guys over the summer. So I hope you guys have been doing well. We'll start right back up in a moment. And welcome. We're back to the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I wanted to start off first and foremost by welcoming you guys. If you have never listened to my podcast, I am Sylvia Stein. I am an indie author. My name is Sylvia Stein, and I have several books out. I have anthologies, but my three solo books are on Amazon at the moment. My first book was Closure, and then I have Chasing Clarity and The Diary of a Broken Father, which is a prequel to Closure. So I hope you'll check out my books, but I'm currently working on my thriller, Battered Mind, which I hope to have completed this summer. So it can, if it doesn't come out in the fall, hopefully in the next spring it'll be out. So that's what my hope is for the thriller for my book Battered Mind to come out. So I hope you'll check it out. And I do have several podcasts. I have this podcast, The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And I'm excited to share that with you guys. And several other ones that I will post on a link probably on my Instagram page. So make sure to follow my Instagram at I think it's stein.sylvia. You'll see all the information there on my Instagram page. But in any case, let's dive into the book I'm discussing today, which I've discussed before. It's The Writer's Devotional. This is a book by author Amy Peters, and it's 365 inspirational exercises, ideas, tips, and motivations on writing. It's meant to hone your skill, whether you're writing fiction or nonfiction, composing screenplays, poetry, and different types of stuff. This book will help you. Sorry, there's a lot of noise in the background, so I do apologize. But today we're going to focus on, I guess we'll start with week. And it has different weeks that are divided up into days. And I'm going to start with week, I guess, 21. I don't know if I've done it before. I may have. No, not 21. Let's try 23. See if this works. We're going to go with week 23. I'm going to start on Monday. Let's see. Or is it? Yeah, Monday. Week 23. Monday, writers on writing. That's what I always, I'm going to read a quote because she starts always with a quote. And it says, that's what I always thought I would do. Write about my own life in some way that is, that in the best case scenario would constitute art or literature. I've never had any interest at all in being a journalist or writing some sort of historically accurate autobiography. And this is by James Frey, or Fry, I think it is. James Frey accomplished what he set out to do in his devotional. He wrote a best-selling autobiography, A Million Little Pieces, which proved to be less than historically accurate. Although this was his purported goal, readers of this book cried foul. Fry famously induced a temper tantrum from Oprah Winfrey and the rest of his acquired audience when it was revealed that A Million Little Pieces, the story of an alcohol and crack addict entering rehab wanted by the police in three states, was more fiction than fact. Winfrey had handpicked the book in 2003 for her book club, ensuring it bestseller status. When Fry reappeared on her show after the book had been revealed as a sham, Winfrey gave him a rather indelicate dressing down in front of her vast TV audience. It had been reported that she years later, apologized for this. Although A Million Little Pieces did not prove to be truthful, it kept millions of readers captivated because of Fry's compelling storytelling, even after the hoax was exposed. And I think some of you may have heard of that. And this is like, because it's Writers on Writing starts with focusing on an author. Now, James Frey, Frey, he wrote A Million Little Pieces. And I think his mistake was not disclosing that part of it was fiction or that it was a story that he was, you know, telling. And I think that's what they went back and changed on the book. And I think now he's helping other authors, you know. So everybody, you know, it was sad that it had to go through all that public shaming, which is something that I guess happens now in the world with social media. And even back, you know, I think in 2003, there is social media, but it's gotten a lot worse lately. But he did get publicly shamed on Oprah's show. I remember seeing that. And I guess because she had recommended it and, you know, but still, I'm glad that she was able to apologize because everybody makes mistakes. And I think, you know, I don't know if it was intentional. I think it was great, still great storytelling. So I hope if you do have time, check out A Million Little Pieces by James Frey, because it is a compelling story. I think now they changed it to it's more of a fictional book, but the story is very compelling. It's kind of like when I write my books, they're all fiction, and I write like The Diary of a Broken Father talks about an alcoholic father who abuses or neglects and abuses his own daughter after there is a death in the story of his wife, and there's a journey that the characters have to follow. And I based it off things I knew in real life, but they weren't my own life, and I created closure. And I think that a lot of times writers need to disclose, this is more fiction than nonfiction. And I think had he just come clean and said, you know, that this was more of something he thought of, it wouldn't have been such a bigger deal. But then again, we don't know. So anyway, rambling on about that, but I wanted to start with writers on writing, and I'm glad that James Price starts off with that's like, you know, like he talks about writing and you know, learning about literature, and then, you know, his bestseller, and then of course the sham that got exposed. But I'm glad things got better between Oprah and him, and hopefully there's no hard feelings now. So let's move on, and we're going to move on to Tuesday Motivation, which was yesterday, but you could always start it next week. If there is a book you really want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, then you must write it. This is by Tim Morrison. I'm sorry, not Tim Morrison. Sorry, I need to wear my glasses. Toni Morrison, which is a best-selling author. So here we go. How many times have you said, I wish I could find a book about that? Or you search library or bookstore shelves only to come up empty-handed. Using a complex algorithm, a Google research team came up with an estimate of an astounding 130 million books published in the history of humankind. Astonishing as it may be, as it may seem, there are still books to be written and topics yet to be covered. That's where you come in. Perhaps you would like to read a biography of a certain person there, and there is no book yet written. Maybe you are interested in a detailed history that has gone under the literary radar. Or perhaps you have an idea for a novel that you have not found in a work by another author. This is a good starting place for any writer. What book would you like to pluck off the stacks of your local library or download on your Kindle? Perhaps that is the book you are meant to write. Don't doubt your idea. The seed of any idea can grow into writing. As poet Sylvia Plath said, everything in life is writable about if you have the outgoing guts to do it. The worst enemy to creativity is self-doubt. And many of us do have self-doubt when we write. So, like the book I'm writing now, the thriller, has taken me really long because at first I had doubts about diving into this type of genre, but once I got the story, and I hope when it comes out you love it, you'll see that it's meant to be uplifting as well, even though there is dark to it, because it is about topics that normally don't get talked about. The whole point of the story is to uplift and to change and to create a positive message in the midst of the darkness and the chaos that exists. So I hope that once you read it, you'll realize that. But and the Tuesday motivation is that, like, to get yourself to writing, to find that place that you feel comfortable and want to write about and make yourself talk about and write and share. As Toni Morrison said, if there's a book you really want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, then you must write it. And she has a good point. We'll be right back with Wednesday writing class. And then we'll probably do the wrap-up after that. So we'll be right back. And we're back to the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. We are discussing the book, The Writer's Devotional, 365 Inspirational Exercises, Ideas, Tips, and Motivations on Writing by author Amy Peters. We're doing week 23, and now we're doing Wednesday writing class. We discuss Monday writers on writing, Tuesday motivation, and now Wednesday writing class. And here we go. Write a Shakespearean sonnet about your favorite hobby. Wow, those are hard. So let's see. A Shakespearean sonnet is composed of 14 lines, 3 quatrains. Three quatrains of 4 lines and 1 couplet. The rhyme scheme is A, B, A, B, C, D, C, D, E, F, E, F, G, G. Consider the first quatrain of one of Shakespeare's best-known sonnets. Shall I compare thee to a summer day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. In it, the first line, A, rhymes with the third line, also A. Lines 2 and 4, both B, also rhyme. Sonnets are often written in iambic pentameter. Iambic comply simply means an unstressed syllable followed by a stressed syllable. Perimeter means that there are 5 of those. Choose any. So this is a little hard for writers on writing a Shakespearean sonnet, but you're welcome to use, if you want to use as an example, the Shakespeare plays, especially Romeo and Juliet, Midsummer Night's Dream, you know, the different plays that Shakespeare has written. You can take those type of sonnets and practice them. So this was a little tough one, but I mean, if you're a real poet, you probably can get this. James, are you listening? James, my Matthew Byers, who's a great author, shout out to him. He's a great poet, and I hope you'll check out his work. James Matthew Byers, B-Y-E-R-S. And I'm going to do one more. I was going to only stop at Writers on Writing, but Thursday Editing. This is a quote by... I do this quote over here. There wasn't one. Okay, a Thursday Editing, because that's a big part of writing. I like to make things as simple as possible. So I say that you use that before a restrictive clause and which before everything else. This is coming from Mignon Fogarty. Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. Many a writer gets which and that mixed. So if you suffer from this problem, don't panic. It's just that you have to get to the underlying issue before you can understand the coming or the meaning of the lesson. You first have to master the idea behind restrictive and non-restrictive clauses. So that's where what creates the problem with these. The former, the restrictive, can be eliminated in a sentence because it works directly with the noun. A good example of a restrictive clause is the butterflies that travel from Mexico to Canada amaze me. It separates it from all other butterflies that might not amaze me at all. A non-restrictive clause in the same sentence would refer to all butterflies, such as butterflies which have wings can fly. Quick way to tell which type of clause you are dealing with asking for were his best lesson yet. If you can throw out the which clause, which is WHICH, in a sentence, and no harm is done to the meaning, you've used it correctly. However, if omission of the clause would change the meaning of the sentence entirely, you should use that. So it all depends on the meaning and how you use it, basically, in order to get through the different clauses, which they discussed was the restrictive clause and the non-restrictive clause. So it all depends on that. And this was taken by Mignon Fogarty Grammar Girls Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. That was from that book. So far we discussed Monday through Thursday. We left off on editing, and we'll be right back with a wrap up. Thank you again for joining me here on The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. Good morning, everyone. And now we're coming down to the wrap up of the show. Of The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which presents the Coffee Chronicles. I'm so happy that we could start off today, June 15th, 2022, on an awesome note. We were able to start the show after January, not being on hiatus for this long, and not having The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, but now being back and being able to say hello to everyone, drink coffee, and share writing tips again through the Writer's Devotional by author Amy Peters, 365 Inspirational Exercises, Ideas, Tips, and Motivations on Writing. I am so happy that I was able to discuss this book with you guys today, and I hope to do more. And you don't need to worry about the sonnet. If you want to work on it, for Writers on Writing, go ahead and use any of Shakespeare's sonnets. And if you have one that you want to practice, I may try it and share one with you all next week, but we'll see. I'm hoping to do another show Friday, and then another one hopefully on Saturday or Sunday, depending on what day. Or I may do one tomorrow. We'll see. But I wanted to say thank you all for joining me on The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which presents the Coffee Chronicles. I am grateful to be here, to be a part of your morning, a part of your day. And I want to thank everyone for being so patient. And I hope that you'll tune in to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM and The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which presents the Coffee Chronicles. And hopefully have guests and talk more about my writing and sharing tips and different things. And if you want to check out the book, A Million Little Things by James Fry, please do. The author's devotional or the writer's devotional. Now I'm changing the name. You may find that on Amazon. I ordered it through Amazon. Check out my books, Closure, The Diary of the Broken Father, Chasing Clarity. I'll share more about those another time. And I want to send a big shout out to all the supporters of this podcast. I hope you'll keep supporting it. And through Anchor FM for making it so easy and accessible for us to record and get the show going. I hope to share more and promote more in the coming weeks. And a big shout out to my PA, Samantha Socorso and Tara James. And all the wonderful people that support the podcast and all my friends, family, loved ones. I hope that you all have a blessed, blessed rest of your Wednesday. Join me again on The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. Have an amazing day. God bless.